Sean Lane, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. Tell us the story behind this song before we listen to it.
Yes, of course. So this song, Brand New Heart, is a song about redemption. It is a song about hope. We wrote it in the USA with my producer, Andy Anderson. He works with Toby Mack. I don't know if you know him, and a couple of known names in the Christian industry. So yeah, it's really just a song about redemption. We wrote it based on our stories as individuals relating to those out there, you know, that there is hope. There is hope for everyone.
Shana, you also built a thriving presence as a faith-centered performer. Tell us all about it.
Yes, so it's been a journey. I've performed on various platforms. I grew up in the church as a PK and performed also on TV in Africa, a couple of TV stations. So really just blessed at the opportunities that God's opened up, especially since my album released last year. So it's just been thriving. I've been blessed with opportunities left, right, and center. Yeah.
Shana, the title Brand New Heart, why the title?
I love this question. it's very much, you know, God really spoke to me. My previous release was New. The song was called New. And now we wrote this song not knowing we were going to write this Brand New Heart, you know. And God really took me a level deeper. You know, I know He makes all things new, but also that He makes, you know, He makes our hearts brand new. And, you know, you need to have that renewing, not only of your mind, but also of your heart, which is so important. So that was really the revelation of this song.
The urgency of restoration in a Christian's heart under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, founded and grounded in His holy word. How would you bring that to practicality through your ministry?
So, you know, definitely, you know, through music, I think music is such a big, it's such a tool that we have to influence. And also, you know, to be relatable, because oftentimes, you know, we minister at schools, we worship there. And oftentimes, you know, it's just being relatable with my own story that I've seen God, you know, speaking and touching lives with that relatability. So yeah, I mean, worship, it's through different forms of ministry, different opportunities, but yeah, definitely just to keep being obedient in your message.
Now the track Brand New Heart is a personal surrender, to the Lord God, taking your heart of flesh and turning it in to a spiritual heart. In your own life, how did that came about?
So, I mean, I guess we all have our own testimony, you know, of this. But for me, it was really through my journey so far. I had a very sad but actually happy story. My brother passed away 3 months ago. And this song was written, like, basically during that time, you know, as well. So it was really just, like, realizing that, you know, when it's God's time, it's God's time. Kind of putting my trust in God and realizing, like, He is in control. And it doesn't always make sense, but He is so in control. And your faith will remain, needs to remain, you know, even when it seems the worst. So it was really for me that revelation in my darkest hour of how good God is and how I should trust Him. Yeah.
You'd struggled with life's disappointments, as you just testified. What would you say to someone struggling with a disappointability or disappointment this afternoon where life just happens?
Definitely. I would encourage anyone out there, you know, with a story or with, you know, maybe you're sitting in a season of tears. I would encourage you that God never wastes any tears, and God never wastes any sadness. He's a good God, and I can promise you, I'm testament of that. I'm standing on the other side. So, you know, even if it doesn't make sense, just keep on, keep on having your faith, because God will, he will redeem, he will restore in season for sure.
Shanae, we all know the beautiful songs like Keys to the Kingdom and Walking on the Stars by Toby Mac and Andy Anderson, as you just said earlier, on produced Toby Mac's music as well. And you worked with him. How was it working with him?
It was quite an experience. It was something bigger than me. It was a little scary, if I could be honest. Like, I felt very small as the South African artist, you know, being around big names as well. So it definitely, it was like, wow, God, I can't believe this. But I learned a lot musically as well, because obviously it's completely different in the States. It's more precise. You know, the recording is a whole different process. So I learned a lot in a technical sense as well, which was fantastic. Definitely a lot more to learn as well. Yeah.
Shanae, and lastly, in a paragraph, before we listen to Brand New Heart, what would you say in one paragraph to glorify the Lord?
Oh, I love that. I would just say, God is in everything. And, you know, not to limit God, you know, it's amazing how, you know, it's something so small can become something so big. There's so much power, and all it takes is a little bit of faith. So, you know, give whatever you have, as small as it is, just to give it to God, because I can see that in my own life. I mean, this song, it didn't sound like this when it started. It just sounded like me sitting with my producer with the guitar, and that's how it started. So definitely, you know, it's humble beginnings, but it definitely pays off.
All the glory to God, Shanae, and the Lord bless you and keep you. Let's listen to it. Brand New Heart. And just after 5 o'clock, your wonderful video will be on Radio Pulpit's Facebook as well. God bless to you.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful afternoon, and great, great blessings to you with Brand New Heart.